emotional contagion can just happen through a text-based interaction. And so the idea is that if I'm reading something that you express, I'm going to capture something of this feeling.
I'm going to capture that emotion in time.
Yeah, I'm capturing that emotion in time. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that, of course, the effect that you have on me is very, very small. But you have so many friends that the cumulative effect, if we study that from a statistical point of view, is very significant. So it's something big.
Now, there's a lot of studies out there that says that, you know, using Facebook makes us unhappier, you know, makes us more bitter and sad. How's your study different from those other studies?
So in our case, we have a specific question. Is that if a Facebook friend of yours expresses more happiness, what's going to happen to you? And if a Facebook friend is going to express less happiness, like sadness, what is going to happen to you? So we have this specific question. Mm-hmm. We look at the specific emotional state, and we see if this propagates through the network. For example, you are in Washington, D.C. You are experiencing rainfall.
Yes, it's raining cats and dogs for the last couple of days. I'm depressed.
Yeah.
I should be part of this study.
Maybe you were part of the study, but the problem is that everything was anonymized, so we cannot tell. So the idea is that on average, you are going to be a little bit less happy because it's rained, so you are going to express a little bit more negative emotion on Facebook. This is the average over all users.
Yeah.
And then part of this increased negative expression is also going to spill over, like, to me, that I'm in San Diego, assuming that we are Facebook friends.
Because I just posted a Bitstrip cartoon on my Facebook today saying that it's raining cats and dogs and that I wish I was home in bed.
Yes.
Now, let's say you and I are friends on Facebook, and you get to see that on your newsfeed. Now, do you empathize with what I'm feeling, or do you actually feel what I'm feeling? Is this emotion that I'm feeling contagious to you, being in San Diego?
So it might seem strange that you're feeling some emotional state. You write something on Facebook that is related to that, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to feel a little bit the same. But
yes.
There is actually not as strange as it seems. Maybe even if you feel sad, you're still going to express more happiness because you care about your image. You care about how other people perceive you. But it's not a negative thing because maybe you're not being 100% honest. But if you write more positive,
right,
it's going to boost the positive expression by your friends.
Thank you very much, Lorenzo. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.